We're in Siman Lamed Beis, the halachas of writing the tefillin and making the tefillin. We are up to Siman Sif Lamed Zayin, which we'll be doing today. Or habatim tzorech bios ma'or behema chaya v'of tahorim. The hide, the or that is used for tefillin, must come from a kosher meaning of the kosher species. It could be behema chaya v'of. Whether it be a behema, that which the Torah calls behema, chaya, what we call wild animals, or of a bird as well, tahorim, only from the kosher species. Vafilu min avelo trefa shalahem. It did not have to be slaughtered properly. It could be an avelo or a trefa. But it must be from a kosher species. The Bir Halacha brings to our attention that sometimes there are people who make tefillin that are very careful, that the tefillin themselves are made from kosher species, but that is only the outer part of it. Sometimes what happens is the base of the tefillin is not thick enough. And what's commonly done is they'll stick in a separate piece of leather in order to give it its thickness. That is kosher. We'll see later the Mishnah Berurah says that you should glue it in, make sure that it becomes part of it. He says that that piece as well has to come from a kosher species. Meaning you've got to make sure that not only is the visible part of your tefillin from a kosher species, any leather that is being used in your tefillin must be from a kosher species. Now, why does it have to be from a kosher species? Because it says, L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, and the batim themselves are considered Torah Hashem because the tefillin shalrosh have the shin of Hashem's name written on them. The shalyan has the same halacha, though. Shalyan and shalrosh must be made only from the kosher species. Then we go further. V'rashoy lasos miklaf ome or shlil. You are even allowed to use this from the skin of a fetus that was found inside the animal after Shechita. The chiddush of this is, because when it comes to the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, we do not consider that hide, we consider it meat. We do not differentiate between the hide and the meat of a fetus of an animal. It is all considered basar. Nevertheless, when it comes to tefillin, we call all of this or. We do call it skin with regard to tefillin. Hagav v'chein haritzuus yochal asos miklafa or shlil. The ritzuus too can also be made from shlil, but they must be made from shlil of a kosher animal, or must be made of the hide of any kosher animal. The first thing that the Mechaber says is what it has to be made of, and then he adds tzarashia mu'ubid lishmo hecha de'efsher. It should have been processed l'shem tefillin, if possible. Now, why is he telling us that this is only if possible? The Rambam Shita is that the hide that you use to make the batim of tefillin does not have to be processed in the first place. The Rambam Shita is that it's only for writing that you have to process it. Whereas for making batim out of it, leave it the way it is and just make the bias out of it. Since according to the Rambam, there's no need for ibud, it doesn't have to be processed in the first place, so certainly there's no need for doing it lishma. You don't have to do anything lishma that wasn't necessary altogether. This is the Rambam Shita. However, there are many Rishonim that argue with the Rambam and hold that it does need ibud lishma. As a result of it, we do not use tefillin where the hide was not mu'ubad lishma. If you have no choice, if that's all that's available, you can use it. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings down that there are many who say that you can make a bracha on it, but his maskan is tzorech iyun. He's unsure if you can really make a bracha if you did not have ibud lishma. Ibud lishma means that it was made for the sake of batim. In the case of ritzuis, that they're made for the sake of ritzuis of tefillin. What happens if you process the leather expecting to use it for ritzuis? Can you now use it for the batim? The halacha is no. A lishma for ritzuis is not enough to make it kosher for batim. The batim have more kedusha than the ritzuis. As a result of it, if you processed the leather for the sake of batim, you could then use them for ritzuis. If you did it for the sake of ritzuis, you could not use them for batim. So ideally, when they process them, they have in mind that these could even be used for batim, and this way they will be kosher for ritzuis as well.